سورة الرعد. The surah was revealed in Medina. Ra'd means thunder. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim Ra. Tilka ayatul kitab. Walladhi unzila ilayka min rabbika al-haqq walakin akthara an-nasi la yu'minun. The separated letters. Huruf muqatta'at. Allah says, these are the verses of the book, and what has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth, but most of the people do not believe. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha. It is Allah who erected the heavens without pillars that you can see. And truly today's science tells us that the earth has a magnetic field around it, so that the field is like pillars piled upon each other, one after another, that hold up the ozone layer, the heavens above us, the skies above us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He told this to us thousands of years ago, over 1500 years ago, it is Allah who erected the heavens without pillars that you can see. Then He established Himself above the throne and made subject the sun and the moon, each running its course for a specified term. So we know from the scholars, al-istiwa'u ma'lum. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rose and settled and established Himself on the throne. Wal-kayfu majhulun. How He did that is unknown. As-su'alu anhu bid'ah. A question about it is bid'ah. It's an innovation. Leave it alone. It is not beneficial to us. But Allah tells us that this is what He did. And then He designed, created, developed, subjugated the orbit of the sun and the moon. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. He arranges each matter. يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ. He explains His ayat. لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ. So that you, in the meeting of your Lord, are certain, have conviction. Conviction is important for us to get motivated and submit. So Allah says, and it is He who spread the earth and placed therein firmly set mountains and rivers, and from all of the fruits He made therein two mates. He causes the night to cover the day. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought. They reflect. And within the land are neighboring plots and gardens of grapevines and crops and palm trees, growing several from a root or otherwise, watered with one water. But we make some of them exceed others in quality of fruit. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who use reason. لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses three very key words here. He says, تُوْقِنُونَ, you have conviction. يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, you ponder and reflect. And يَعْقِلُونَ, you understand. Use your intellect. Conviction, reflection, and reasoning. These are intertwined with one another. So Allah says, why would you not believe and have complete conviction of being resurrected and of the Day of Judgment if you saw things around you and you truly reflected at them and looked at the complexity of everything that Allah has created and how dead things come to life in front of our eyes? Why, in our solar system, the Earth is the only planet that is full of diverse and beautiful life? All of this is as if to make a point, but only people who reflect, people who use reason, will understand and have conviction. Allah says, and if you are astonished, meaning at those who deny resurrection or Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then astonishing is their saying, when we are dust, will we indeed be brought into a new creation? Those are the ones who have disbelieved in their Lord. And those will have shackles upon their necks, and those are the companions of the fire. They will abide therein eternally. May Allah save us from being of those. Ameen. They impatiently urge you to bring about evil before good, because they demand punishment. Allah says, while there has already occurred before them similar punishments to what they demand, the stories of the previous people there remains. Allah says, and indeed your Lord is full of forgiveness for the people despite their wrongdoing, and indeed your Lord is severe in penalty. So whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written mercy upon himself, Allah is also severe in penalty for those who obstinately refuse to believe. Allah says in Surah Fatir, ayah number 45, if Allah wanted to seize people because of their actions, their amal, there would not be a single living being left on earth. What a moment to reflect. Why is the earth not wiped clean after so many sins are perpetrated by us, by human beings, on a daily basis? Every hour, every minute? Because Allah is full of forgiveness. But He also warns us, do not become obstinate in your sin. May Allah save us from being of those. Ameen. Allah says, and those who disbelieved say, why has a sign not been sent down to him from his Lord? You are only a warner, and for every people is a guide. The kuffar would demand that Safa should become of gold, and then we will believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There should be streams flowing and waterfalls coming down from mountains. They would demand miracles. But Allah says, you are there only to warn them, because it is incumbent upon Allah to guide us. Allah knows what every female carries and what the wombs lose prematurely or exceed, and everything with Him is by due measure. So this is the absolute knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is inclusive of every aspect of the fetus's existence, beyond normal pregnancy, or the number of fetuses there are inside a body. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, He is the knower of the unseen and the witnessed, the grand, the exalted. It is the same to Him concerning you, whether one conceals His speech or one publicizes it, and whether one is hidden by night or conspicuous among others by day. For Him, meaning each one, are successive angels before and behind him who protect him by the decree of Allah. Allah knows the changing conditions of something that is deep inside the mother's womb. When our cells grow or they get destroyed within our bodies and we have no idea. When the tiniest thing moves, grows, is created, is destroyed, Allah knows it. When we speak, Allah knows it. When we think, Allah knows it. When we hide ourselves from others and perhaps ourselves, Allah knows it. Nothing is hidden from Him. It is all the same for Him. And then Allah says that you also have angels, not just the ones who are sitting on your shoulders and writing everything down, but also the angels who protect you, and that is the mercy of Allah. Successive angels, replacing one another by turn, in front and behind. And they protect us by the decree of Allah, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. And when Allah intends for a people ill, there is no repelling it. And there is not for them besides Him any patron. Allah observes in great detail what is happening within ourselves. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records everything that we're doing. And He continues to send us protection despite the fact that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times. So Allah says though that your condition, the way you are, your state in this world and in the hereafter is not going to change until you change what is inside of yourselves. Because that is where Allah zones in. It all begins from inside of ourselves. Conviction changes the way we sense things, the way we perceive things, how we view things. And the Quran changes our conviction. If we truly ponder over the Quran, not just read it at the surface level, but really from its depth, do tadabbur, really reflect upon the Quran, it changes our perception, the way we think, the way we perceive things. And that inspires belief, which again rises to the level of conviction when we see the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all around us. So Allah says that you then have to change what is inside of yourselves. That change is what brings about positive action. But then Allah says, and when Allah intends for a people ill, meaning that there has a punishment upon them, or they are destroyed because of their sins, there is no repelling it. Why does He say that now? Because those people have not changed what is inside of themselves. They have not changed what is in themselves. So their condition will not change. And there is not for them besides Him any patron. They must turn to Him. Allah says this is His power. It is He who shows you lightning causing fear and aspiration and generates the heavy clouds. Fear because of thunder, the lightning. Aspiration because people look for rain. And the thunder exalts Allah with praise of Him and the angels as well from fear of Him. And He sends thunderbolts and strikes there with whom He wills while they dispute about Allah. And He is severe in assault. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Bani Israel, Allah says, there is nothing except it performs the tasbih of Allah. Whenever there was thunder, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would recite this dua, O Allah, do not kill us with your anger, nor destroy us with your torment. And save us before that. So Allah says that the thunder, when you hear it, it is exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels also exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from fear of Him. And He sends thunderbolts and strikes there with whom He wills. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, at that moment, they are arguing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that could Allah have sent this Quran? Is it the truth? Are we going to be resurrected? Allah says, and He is severe in assault. May Allah have mercy upon us. Ameen. We seek refuge in Allah's mercy from His anger. Ameen. Allah says, Lahu da'watul haq. To Him alone is the supplication of truth. Dua is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, do not ask anyone else. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ And those they call upon besides Him, do not respond to them with a thing, except as one who stretches his hands toward water, from afar calling it to reach his mouth. But it will not reach it like this. When you just call to the water, stretching your hand, but you're standing far away, that water is not going to jump into your hand and then into your mouth. And the supplication of the disbelievers is not but in error. This was the religion of the kuffar. They used to do istighasa. They would beseech those pious predecessors who had passed away. They would think that they would intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said in a sahih hadith, Ad-du'a'u hiya al-ibadah, du'a alone. In and of itself is ibadah, it is worship. It cannot and must not ever be directed to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a single prophet, including Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he himself said that dua is ibadah. So how would he ever acknowledge or ever teach us to make dua to him? Na'uzubillah. Dua must not be made to any other human being lesser than the prophets, subhanallah. This is what the Christians do. They ask Isa alayhi salam. They ask Maryam alayhi salam. They ask their saints to intercede for them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the Hindus do, the polytheists do. They worship other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing full well and acknowledging the fact that there is one supreme God, but these other lesser so-called gods in their eyes are the ones who intercede with the greater God on their behalf. And that he has relegated, that Allah, na'uzu billah, has relegated these so-called false deities to take care of smaller matters in life. Subhanallah. If Muslims, we as Muslims start doing this, then we would be no different than the Hindus. And subhanallah, Muslims today also make dua to graves. Ignorant Muslims visit the graves of pious deceased and they do sajda to the graves, they prostrate to the graves, they make dua to the graves, they visit their mazars, they sacrifice in their names. Afala taqilun? Do you not use reason? Do you not have any aql, any intellect? This was the very religion that the Prophet, peace be upon him, came to destroy. He came to remove this, erase this from the Arabian Peninsula and from earth. But subhanallah, how shaitan beautifies it and misguides us. Some people say that there are different narrations or ahadith which indicate that this is acceptable to make dua to the prophets. Subhanallah, how is that possible? All of those ahadith are weak or they are fabricated. The ulama have looked at them closely. There's a great dispute upon those sources. Whereas here we have the Quran. We have the clear teachings, the authentic teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the clear proven practices of the Sahaba who were the best generation. He named them as the best generation. They had the certificate of approval. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Their religion was pure monotheism. And they practiced this. Lahu da'watul haq. For him, for Allah, is the true supplication. Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ تَوْعًا وَكَرْحًا. And to Allah prostrates whoever is within the heavens and the earth, willingly or by compulsion, because they have been programmed to do so, and their shadows as well in the mornings and the afternoons. This is the ayah of sajda, the first one that we come across in the Quran in this sequence. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do sajda when he would recite this ayah or the ayat of sujood in the Quran, but he would not do so every single time. However, it is highly recommended to do sajda, so take a moment to do sajda just one time, and it should be in the direction of the Kaaba, but you do not need to do wudu, and menstruating women can also do sajda. Qul mar rabbu samawati wal ardi? Qulillah. Say, who is Lord of the heavens and earth? Say, Allah. Say, have you then taken besides him allies, not possessing even for themselves any benefit or any harm? Say, is the blind equivalent to the seeing? Or is darkness equivalent to light? Or have they attributed to Allah partners who created like his creation, so that the creation of each seems similar to them? Subhanallah. Listen to the tone of the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is angry, he is upset. And he says, were these other so-called partners creating something? Have they created something? And their creation and Allah's creation became so similar that people became confused? Say, Allah is the creator of all things and he is the one, the prevailing. Because Allah has created, he needs to be worshipped as well. Allah says, you cannot take allies other than him, because he is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And the contrast between these two parties, Allah says, the blind are not equal to the seeing. Are they blind? Are they enveloped in darkness? Allah says He sends down from the sky rain and valleys flowing according to their capacity, and the torrent carries a rising foam. So Allah is telling us that He is not just a creator, but He also watches and nurtures and provides for us continuously. That is the Rabb, the one who creates and nurtures as well, takes care of us. He has not just created the world and left us. He is the Ilah and also the Rabb. And that is why worship should only be dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only He deserves it. It is His right alone. Allah says He sends down from the sky rain and valleys flow according to their capacity, and the torrent carries a rising foam. This is an allegory. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares the Quran to rain. He always makes that analogy. And then Allah says when this rain comes from the sky, it goes in different directions. Different people hear the Quran, and the torrent rises. There's a lot of disturbance in the soil, and so it bubbles forth and foam comes up to the top. Allah says, and from that ore which they heat in the fire, desiring adornments and utensils, is a foam like it. On the other hand, Allah gives an allegory of fire, intense heat. When you put metal inside of it, just raw metal to purify it, the same kind of thing happens. It melts and a foam rises from it, and impurities are driven out of it. It's heated up. Allah says, as for the foam, whether it is coming from the water or whether it is coming from smelted iron, Allah says, as for the foam, it vanishes. Falsehood. It vanishes, being cast off. But as for that which benefits the people, it remains on the earth. Thus does Allah present examples. Why does He present these examples? To show us. Just as rain comes from the sky, but causes a torrent or flooding, it at the same time causes falsehood to be vanished. It washes things away, purifies them, just like the rain, the mercy of the Quran, water cleanses. Just like melting iron also purifies it. Heating up metal purifies the metal. And the foam and everything that is impure and unwanted comes out of it. Both these actions of nature cause difficulty. And this is what happens in the path of Islam. Difficulty comes. There is an uproar. There is intense pressure. But at the end, it is all for a greater good and a good purpose. Allah says, for those who have responded to their Lord is the best reward. But those who did not respond to Him, if they had all that is in the earth entirely and the like of it with it, they would attempt to ransom themselves thereby. Those will have the worst account, and their refuge is hell, and wretched is the resting place. Then is he who knows that what has been revealed to you from your Lord is a truth like the one who is blind? They will only be reminded who are people of understanding. Those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and do not break the contract, meaning the promise that we will worship Him alone. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُؤْصَلَ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. Allah says, and those who join that which Allah has ordered to be joined, and fear their Lord, and are afraid of the evil of their account. What has Allah ordered to be joined? He has ordered us to uphold the ties of relationship, blood relationships, kinship. And Allah says, fear their Lord. These people fear their Lord and are afraid of the evil of their account. And those who are patient, seeking the countenance of their Lord, and establish prayer, and spend from what we have provided for them secretly and publicly, and prevent evil with good, those will have the good consequence of this home, meaning in this world, and gardens of perpetual residence in Akhirah. They will enter them with whoever were righteous among their fathers, their spouses, and their descendants, and the angels will enter upon them from every gate, saying, Peace, salamun alaykum bima sabartum, peace upon you for what you patiently endured, fa ni'ma uqbat dar, and what an excellent home is the final home. May Allah make us of these people, Ameen. However, in these few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a list of those people of understanding. From ayah number 19, he says, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. They will only be reminded who are people of understanding, and then Allah gives the attributes of the people whom He thinks are those of understanding. Allah says, number one, those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and do not break the contract, meaning to worship Him alone and obey Him without condition. And then Allah says, and those who join that which Allah has ordered to be joined, they uphold the ties of kinship, they value relationships. And then Allah says, fear their Lord, يَخْشَعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ, and are afraid of the evil of their account. So they are afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are also afraid of answering for their account, answering for their actions in this dunya. Then Allah says their other quality is they are patient. They are patient in the face of adversity, which they will face in this dunya. Allah says they simply want to seek the pleasure of Allah. They establish their prayers, they guard their salah, protect them, and then spend from what Allah has provided for them. They're very generous people, and they spend simply so that Allah will be pleased with them. They spend secretly and publicly. And then Allah says, وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ. They remove evil with good. They never return evil with evil. When they are faced with evil, when someone is treating them badly, when their rights have been usurped, or they see other evil perpetrated in society, they remove it with good. They are engaged. They are positive. They bring goodness to their homes, to the lives of others, to society. And obviously this requires a tremendous amount of patience, and it requires a tremendous amount of goodwill. Allah says, لَهُمْ أُقْبَتْ دَارِ. For them will be the good consequence of this home. And the good consequence of this home meaning the world, is what? Gardens of perpetual residence. Allah gives us the good news that they will enter with the righteous amongst the fathers, their spouses, their descendants, their parents, and the angels will come from every gate greeting them. Imagine that beautiful scene. The angels will say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Peace upon you for what you patiently endured. This gives us a clue that the dunya here is to endure patiently, and to endure patiently in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, and then it will be said, فَنِعْمَ أُقْبَتْ دَارِ, and excellent is the final home. That is the home that belongs to us. Inshallah, may Allah make us of these people. Ameen. It is reported in Musnad Ahmad that the Prophet, peace be upon him, asked, who do you think will enter paradise first? They all replied, as they normally would do. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah will say to whom He wills from His angels, to go to them and welcome them with salam. Allah will say, these are my servants who worshipped me and did not associate anyone or anything with me in worship. With them, the outposts were secured and the afflictions were warded off. One of them would die while his need is in his chest, unable to satisfy it. Allahu Akbar. Allah is truly affectionate and caring for His servants. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. And those who break the covenant of Allah after contracting it, and sever that which Allah has ordered to be joined, and spread corruption on earth for them, is the curse, and they will have the worst home. Allah extends provision for whom He wills, and restricts it, and they rejoice in the worldly life, while the worldly life is not compared to the hereafter, except brief enjoyment, for a small time, Allah says. And those who disbelieved say, why has a sign not been sent down to him from his Lord? Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed Allah leaves astray whom he wills, and guides to himself whoever turns back to him, those who have believed, and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah. Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Allah says, Allah, beware, unquestionably, bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub, surely only in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find satisfaction and reassurance. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiates between people who disbelieve and people who believe. Those who disbelieve are uncertain and they continue to demand signs from Allah, signs, miracles from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something, you know, that is going to satisfy my heart. Send me something that is going to satisfy my heart. I'm not convinced yet. I have not had the epiphany yet. But Allah says, those who believe, Allah guides them. And who are those? Allazina amanu, those who believed. And their hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah. Their hearts guide them that this is the right thing. This is true. They don't demand signs. They just know that this is the truth. They feel satisfied and reassured. Something inside of them clicks and they believe. Allah says, unquestionably, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured. And this is the key, this is the clue. One just knows, in their heart, in the depths of their beings, that this is the truth. It is the word of Allah, and this is what I have been seeking. So they feel satisfied now, reassured, and that satisfaction cannot be taken away from a believer. Allah says, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, a good state is theirs and a good return. Tuba, tuba lahum. Tuba is a beautiful tree in Jannah. It means beauty. It means karamat, miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that to those who believe and find reassurance in the remembrance of Allah. Allah says they will also have what? Husnu ma'ab. A good return, a wonderful place of return from their long travels. Allah says, thus have we sent you to a community before which other communities have passed on, so you might recite to them that which we revealed to you, while they disbelieve in the most merciful. Bir Rahman, say, he is my Lord. There is no deity except him. Upon him I rely, and to him is my return. The kuffar of Makkah did not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Ar-Rahman. They knew him as Allah. And this is why in the peace treaty at Hudaybiyah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered to write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, they said, we don't know Rahman, so just write Bismika Allahumma. Allah loves his name Ar-Rahman. And he says that they but disbelieve in the most merciful, Ar-Rahman. قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. Say, he is my Rabb. There is no one worthy of worship except him. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. Upon him I rely. وَإِلَيْهِ مَتَاب. And to him is my return. And if there was any Qur'an, meaning recitation, by which the mountains would be removed, or the earth would be broken apart, or the dead would be made to speak, it would be this Qur'an. But to Allah belongs the affair entirely. Allah says in Surah Al-Hashr that if this Qur'an was revealed upon the mountain, you would see it humbled and then shattered into pieces because of it, because of the revelation of the Qur'an. This Qur'an is powerful. When we really understand it in depth and ponder over the ayat, this Qur'an is powerful. It can break mountains. It can shatter things as hard as mountains. This is the Qur'an that is an answer to all the miracles that the kuffar are demanding. Remember, every prophet got miracles. But the miracles that prophet received from Allah ended with the generation who saw those miracles with their own eyes. To the next generations, they were just stories. But the Quran is a living miracle in our hands, and it will never diminish. It will never leave us. And its effect on believers lasts forever and ever. Allah says, then have those who believed not accepted, that had Allah willed, He would have guided the people, all of them. And those who disbelieve do not cease to be struck for what they have done by calamity, or it will descend near their home until there comes the promise of Allah. Indeed, Allah does not fail in His promise. Allah says, and already were other messengers ridiculed before you, and I extended the time of those who disbelieved, then I seized them, and how terrible was my penalty. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said in meaning that surely Allah keeps giving respite to the zalim, to the oppressor, until when He does seize him, He does not let him go. Then is He who is a maintainer of every soul, knowing what it has earned, like any other? But to Allah they have attributed partners. Say, name them. Or do you inform Him of that which He knows not upon the earth, or of what is apparent of speech? Meaning these verbal allegations, because Allah says that is all they are. They are verbal allegations that Allah has partners besides Himself. Allah says, rather, their own plan has been made attractive to those who disbelieve, and they have been averted from the way. And whomever Allah leaves astray, there will be for him no guide. For them will be punishment in the life of this world, and the punishment of the hereafter is more severe, and they will not have from Allah any protector. The example of paradise, which the righteous have been promised, is that beneath it rivers flow. Its fruit is lasting, and its shade. That is a consequence for the righteous, and the consequence for the disbelievers is the fire. One of the most outstanding qualities that Allah describes Jannah with is that the bliss in Jannah is lasting. The coolness of Jannah is lasting. The peace, the joy in Jannah is lasting. The youth, the vitality in Jannah is lasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compared this world to the hereafter, and he said, the world compared to the hereafter is like a person who puts his finger in the ocean, and he should look at it and compare to what remains on his finger to that of the ocean. This hadith is in meaning. It's from Sahih Muslim. The happiness of this dunya is also like that drop, or half of a drop, compared to the ocean of happiness in Akhirah. May Allah make us of those who benefit from it. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. And the believers among those to whom we have given the previous scripture rejoice at what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They hear the Quran and they accept Islam. Allah says, but among the opposing factions are those who deny part of it, meaning the Quran. Say, I have only been commanded to worship Allah and not associate anything with Him. To Him I invite, and to Him is my return. And thus we have revealed it as an Arabic legislation, meaning in the Arabic language. And if you should follow their inclinations after what has come to you of knowledge, you would not have against Allah any ally or any protector. Revealing it in the Arabic language was the miracle of the Quran. Why? Because the one who brought it, the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not know how to read or write. Ummi. And the Arabs were very, very proud of their language. In fact, anyone who did not know Arabic, they would call him Ajami, and that was a disdainful term for a foreigner, someone who does not know. Allah says, and we have already sent messengers before you, and assigned to them wives and descendants, meaning they were regular human beings. And it was not for a messenger to come with a sign, except by permission of Allah, for every term is a decree. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ عَيْنَّهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. Allah eliminates what He wills or confirms, and with Him is the mother of the book. meaning Allahul Mahfuz, the preserved slate in which is inscribed the original of every scripture revealed by Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu used to cry and read this dua while doing tawaf. He would say, O Allah, if you have written misfortune and sins on me, then erase them, because you erase what you want and keep what you will. The Lahul Mahfuz is with you, so change my misfortune to good fortune and forgiveness. Allahumma Ameen. May Allah make it so for us as well. So Allah says that He erases whatever He wills, and He establishes whatever He wills. Why did Umar radiallahu anhu quote this ayah in his dua? Because he understood that Allah can change destiny. Allah tells us that He has the mother of the book, in which our destinies are written as well. But at the same time, Allah says here in the Quran that Allah erases whatever He wants to, and He confirms whatever He wants to. So how can it change? Dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that risk or sustenance diminishes because of sins. Dua changes destiny, and upholding ties of kinship increases the lifespan. Dua is our crutch. Dua is our weapon. We know that the destiny of a person is written down when he or she comes to this world. But then what about Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny? That is also when destinies are written down and they are shifted and they are changed. And then also dua. Dua changes our destiny. But all of these changes are written down as well. Nothing is new to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He knows what is ahead of us and what has passed on before. Believe in your dua. The Prophet, peace be upon him, told us, make duas that are firm and clear. Know that Allah has power over everything. There is not a single thing that is beyond His power. However, do not ask for anything that is sinful or anything that will break ties of kinship. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who maintains ties of kinship is not someone who only does so with those who maintain ties with him. It is someone who restores them when they have been cut off. From Sahih Bukhari. So Allah says that for every term is a decree, for every lifespan is a decree and order, for every human there is a decree. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah eliminates what He wills or confirms, and with Him is the mother of the book. And whether we show you part of what we promised them or take you in death, upon you is only the duty of notification, and upon us is the account. Have they not seen that we set upon the land, reducing it from its borders? Meaning Allah is constricting the area of influence of the kuffar. Allah says, do they not see that? And Allah decides. There is no adjuster of His decision, and He is swift in account. لا مؤقب لحكمه. Nobody can even adjust the decision of Allah, let alone change it or stop it. وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ. It is Allah who decides. So why turn to anyone else? Why rely upon anyone else? Allah says, Allah is very quick in taking account. And those before them had plotted. But to Allah belongs the plan entirely. He knows what every soul earns, and the disbelievers will know for whom is the final home. And those who have disbelieved say, you are not a messenger. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sufficient is Allah as witness between me and you, and the witness of whoever has knowledge of the scripture. Sufficient are those who recognize the truth through their knowledge of previous scriptures. So we are told, do not become intimidated by comments on your religion. Quran teaches us to have a strong self-image, be self-confident, and know that it is enough that we know, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew, that the Sahaba knew, and those of other scriptures who accept Islam, they know that this is the truth from Allah. The angels are a witness, and Allah Himself is a witness, and that is sufficient for us. Alhamdulillah, with that we have completed the translation of Suratul Ra'd.